This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Hello, Melbourne. What a beautiful day. I'm only joking. Get out of bed. It is freezing cold. We're just trying to con you to get out of bed. It's horrible. It's disgusting outside. And there was workmen walking by in shorts. I mean, it was very attractive legs, but even I was cold at one stage there. Yeah.
I've got this stupid thought. Every time I come in here on the train, all the tradies are on my carriage, right? And I think...
Do you feel weak and like...
Yes.
Yeah, like skinny and... Yeah.
Okay, well, let's not go...
Just saying, like, do you, when you stand next to, like, real men, do you feel...
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah, I do. So I thought, should I go to the reject shop and buy some Hy-Vis and some, like, fake Timberlands and then sit on the train pretending I'm going to a trade site? Would it make me feel a bit more...
Yeah, but, sweetheart, the first thing they're going to do is look at those pedicured nails and know that you've never been on a work site in your life. The only callus you have is the one on your right hand that's from...
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're a left-handed.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm ambidextrous.
Well, do you know yesterday was International Left-Handers Day?
Was it really?
Did you go hammer and tongs?
Yeah, I celebrated.
That's good to hear. I spent the weekend at a really good nightclub that I'd never been to before.
I didn't know you could still go clubbing or still get let in.
Well, who knew that? I did. I was actually invited, but because it was like a vodka party.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
And I've never been to this pub. It was quite nice, but it was underneath a car park down some little alleyway off the back of Flinders Lane.
It's a ghetto.
No, it was fantastic. Yeah. I loved it. But you were telling me about a nightclub. Well, you're going to tell me about one that's going to interest my little...
I kind of want to draw comparisons between that nightclub and this nightclub. So this nightclub, my friend is currently travelling in Europe and he's in Germany.
Oh, so it's a lot of...
Well, yeah. This club, it's called Bergane, right? And Bergane's one of these secret exclusive clubs. Like, you can Google it. I've got it right here. It says Bergane is a nightclub in Berlin, Germany, named after its location near the border, blah, blah, blah. It's very exclusive. There's lines of people that try and get into this place every single night.
Would you queue up to go to a nightclub?
No, I can't wait more than 10 minutes, or I just get really annoyed.
Yeah, I'm just... especially, it's always cold outside.
Yeah, so I don't, but people do for this one. The reason why, this thing's like a big old orgy inside. Like, you go in there, and there's fetish rooms, and the sound system's crazy.
We've had this in this country for years. When I grew up in Sydney, there was a place called Hellfire, and there was four levels, and when you went in, the lady at the door used to have to hit you on the ass with the crop. And that was your entry fee, so you got a little smack. And then as you went up a level, by the time you got to the top, fourth floor, there was a guy naked on a spinning wheel and people were slapping and carrying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweetie, that's been going on for years. It happens in Australia.
In the city of Australia.
I'm sure there's a Hellfire Club over in St Kilda. I think it's upped its little... Not up to
standard. It's not Wet on Wellington. That's in Collingwood, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's a little bit different, sweetheart. Yeah.
I was just shocked at this club. And I didn't even know there was some in Australia. I'm kind of, wow. Yeah. Like, there's people walking around naked. Everyone's having sex.
I don't know how you don't know. You live in the suburbs. They're the ones that are out swinging and carrying on all the time. The
suburbs are boring.
Oh,
man.
No. Let me tell you, they're boring until about 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Then the place just goes to rat and ruin.
I don't know how I'd react going into a club like that.
What would you do? Would you get embarrassed?
Yeah, oh, big time.
Yeah.
If they made me walk around naked, I'd be so insecure.
Oh.
I don't know. I just don't know if I could do it.
You don't have to go around naked.
Well, in Bergane, my friend, because you're not allowed to bring your phone in, you're not allowed to take photos in this club. It's so exclusive. He had to take off all his clothes. It was a naked party. He could only go in his underwear, had no jacket, nothing. It was absurd. And
I don't think you understand. Up in here on every Tuesday night, we have a place called Adam Bar, which is full naked. So you actually go to the bar and you play pool naked. The only thing you got to do is wear your shoes. Sweetie, you need to get out.
Actually,
you don't have to go to Germany to do these things.
Get out of town. That's in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Just up here on, like, Fitzroy Street.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I'll take you next Tuesday.
Do on a Tuesday.
You're going to come with us to Adam Bar. Last week, we embarrassed you, unfortunately, didn't we? Did a little IQ test.
Do it every week.
And you came out average.
I got 0 for 3. I think I'm below average.
But I believe today you're going to make yourself up. You're going to tell everyone in Melbourne the secret to cheap petrol.
Oh, okay.
I believe. You're going to...
I'm wondering where you're going with that.
Well, I'm wondering where you're going to take it.
Well, Thomas, I thought to myself a while ago, why is petrol just rising and falling so crazily? And
well, it's called the open market, so what gets sold, you know, down there, it changes the price when it comes. So,
okay, now if you're
it's
expert,
called an open market. Yeah.
And what's down there then, if you're going to use these big big words? Big
well, it depends. So if a lot's coming out of the Middle East, the petrol gets cheaper when they start holding it back on reserve, so then the petrol gets a lot higher.
So you mean an oversupply of oil, huh?
Well, it's not actually an oversupply. It's what they dictate what they actually lead out of the country. Oh, they've got plenty. Oh, they store it for months just to increase the prices.
Well, I've read here that it can be an oversupply on oil or an undersupply, and we aren't consuming as much, so the prices drop to increase demand. Supply and demand, basic economics, right? That's a part of it. Mm. What you're saying is definitely a huge part of it. There's a lot of other things as well, like benchmark prices. Mm. There's a lot of fancy stuff that I couldn't be bothered going through in
too
in
depth. It's called when companies or countries get together and price gouge. They all say, we'll only charge everyone this amount of money. It's illegal in this country to do it. But
wait, so what was that, Thomas?
So countries get together, which is like the OPEC, the countries get together and they said, you know what, let's only sell the petrol for X. So they monopolise the market.
I was going to play the X-Files tune, but of course Joy Studios aren't working.
Oh, you think it's my conspiracy?
I think it's a conspiracy.
It is true. I'm telling you, if you don't tell me the supermarkets here in Australia aren't doing the same thing, they get on the phone to each other and go, oh, come on, $10 for a can of peas, let's all stick at that price, you know? Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not the research I did.
Okay, you tell me. I know you've been doing a lot of work.
Well, there's a lot of things that impacted. Great thing for us is we're in a bigger city, and bigger cities have lower petrol prices. Which is great.
Well, that's to do with the transport of the petrol out to the country.
Exactly.
So it'll cost you extra transport, extra price.
So there's a heap of these factors that go into it, and I still wasn't sold. I thought, how can I crack the code so I can know when prices are rising and falling? And I found it. It's called the ACCC petrol prices. All you've got to do is Google petrol prices, petrol prices cycles on the ACCC. You Google that. And it'll come up with different states, your main...
Every state has a different cycle.
Yes, Perth, Sydney, Melbourne, your main big cities, right? And it'll take you through the cycles, and it'll give you little tips if the prices are falling, if the prices are about to start rising. So on Monday, it was saying, hold off, it's still at about $1.30. You hold off for a little bit longer, and it'll drop some more. So, of course, I waited. I was teetering onto halfway in my petrol tank, and then, bam, hit $1.28. I felt like a genius, Tom. I've cracked the code. It worked. And I found the cheapest petrol price on top of that.
Do you know, your mother must be so happy not having to pay for all that petrol. I mean, it's a very good son to know that you're out there trying to save Mama DJ a few cents.
Mum doesn't pay for my petrol. She pays for my e-tag. Thank you very much.
That's good. Would you be like this 22-year-old man whose parents bought him a brand new BMW? Well, he didn't like it. He had a sulk about it because he wanted a Jaguar. His daddy, he said, how dare you buy me a BMW when I wanted a Jaguar? And his parents called him a little brat,
of
probably.
Course, yeah.
So you know what he did? He drove the BMW into the river.
Oh,
just drove it in. Took a video of it and said, sucked in.
Where's this human from?
Well, I believe he was... Oh, it was reported an Indian man named Ashbar was so upset upon receiving his gift of a BMW 3 Series that he deliberately moved the luxury vehicle into, they call it the Yemen Canal, which is like a river.
That's ridiculous.
You've been dreaming. So what did you do when your mum, didn't give you a car for your birthday? Did you throw a performance?
Well, okay.
You did get a car for your birthday, didn't you?
No, I didn't. What happened was mum had her work car and there was, the last lease payment thingy-majiggy and she said, if you pay it off, it's your car.
What, the last payment?
Yeah, so I underpaid significantly for it I definitely got mates rates from mum, but I did pay for it. But I was kind of nervous to actually get this car because it's a really nice car. And it was
lovely. I've seen it.
It was a lot from mum to give. But I actually wanted a really shocking, Toyota, a Kia Carnival or something, just like a soccer mum car because I was scared of damaging it. I was scared of having such a nice car. So I was the opposite.
But then why do you want a big, giant car to try and get through, car parks?
Yeah, I don't know. My friend Stevie had a Kia Carnival and he was cool. He'd, go surfing with it and, go on surf trips up the coast and sleep in it. I thought that'd be cool. I don't actually surf.
It is cool because I told you I grew up with a combi.
You did,
having a combi, and it was so much fun. So when I used to be able to leave my children at the babysitter's, I used to take my combi into Oxford Street and close the curtains, if the combi's rocking, don't come knocking. That was the rule.
How did you sterilise the car afterwards when the kids came back in? Did that not happen?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, I tell you what, none of them end up pregnant, so it's all okay.
You're nasty.
It's time to get to the water cooler. My gosh, scuttle up. Scuttle up for a bit of a gossip session.
Halloween is just around the corner, and this year, confectionery brand Skittles are celebrating with the Zombie Skittles, which have surprise rotten flavours hidden within the normal sweet candy shells.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic. So kids will get to taste of the rainbow, including their own vomit.
Hey guys, did you hear the royal rumours that friends have stopped inviting Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to dinner parties because they're sick of watching the pair's public displays of affection?
Meghan, sweetie, I can tell you straight up, stop kissing. He is already a prince. There's nothing more that will happen.
Here's one. Now, I've heard that Miley Cyrus and Aussie actor Liam Hemsworth have separated 8 months into their marriage. But Miley has said they've, quote, been in a similar place before and they have no intention of divorcing.
Oh, well, Miley, sweetie, if you finish playing with your Hemsworth, put him back so other people here can have a turn. I mean, he's no Chris, but he's definitely not the dud one Luke.
Hey, did you know that contractors for Facebook have come forward and revealed hundreds of them were hired recently to transcribe private audio conversations between users? They're not sure what the purpose of the task is, but they've reported feeling rattled by some of the vulgar conversations they've been forced to listen to.
Well, sweetie, give me a hairpiece and a keyboard and hook me up. That just sounds like a lot of fun.
A hairpiece or an earpiece?
Well, I need both, don't I? Yeah.
You are looking a bit nasty today. You might want to brush that hair.
Looked all right.
This week, online retailer ASOS has been the butt of jokes again. Just months after selling a dress that looked like an onion bag and for over $800, a new controversial item has appeared for sale. A pair of white relaxed joggers with an unsavoury brown tie-dye design that is dubbed the poopy pants by discerning shoppers.
Listen, sweetie, that's called fashion. One man's gastro is another man's inspiration.
And finally, have you heard about this new vodka that's hit the market? It's called Atomic, which is appropriate since it's made from water and rye taken from the Chernobyl explosion zone. After the nuclear meltdown, the area is so radioactive, no one is supposed to live there. But now they're producing this vodka there.
Oh, I know about this. Wayne's been using that for years. If you thought he was attractive with one in one head, wait until you see now he's growing a new.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.